A reading from Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Now, in our own culture, meekness, particularly among the males among us, is not considered a virtue. If you're on a football team or a soccer team and you're a meek player, I don't know if the coach is going to let you onto the field for any length of time, because your meekness will probably mean the difference between success and failure in terms of winning or losing the game. I don't think that's what this is about.
No, this is reference to humility. Meekness here is humbleness of character and just a perspective, right thinking about self. As you state, meekness is not a high value, especially in male culture. Meekness sounds like milquetoast to me. And I think of somebody who's being walked on, and this is not the perspective of all. I mean, even your idea of taking it to the sports field. I know some people that were great athletes and would run you over in a moment, but there was a humbleness to their character. After they ran you over, they'd pick you up and help you up, and they were concerned about the person, even in the midst of the match. And so in this situation, it's about thinking rightly about yourself and thinking highly of others, and there would be an inheritance that would come from it. It's an unusual twist in the phrase, they will inherit the earth.
Because it's usually kings with their armies. When we were in Israel,
right.
I mean, we spent so much time in all of these sites where one army, one king would decimate another, destroy the whole population and all their animals.
Right.
That doesn't seem like a meek guy to me.
And tie it into where we've been already. Literally here, it's land. They'll inherit the land. This has been part of the Hebrew promise for centuries. Of the four, there are four declarations that come out of the covenant language that God promises the people was land. And so the best time in their history is when David and Solomon were on the throne and the land was prosperous and thriving. The messianic hope that somebody was going to come and kick these squatting Romans out of there, these squatters who had taken over, and the land would be given back to them. Well, like you said, that's king's work. It just doesn't make sense that the meek are going to inherit the land.
I think of two biblical figures, one being Christ himself and the other being Nehemiah. When you think of Nehemiah, he was, I think, the king's wine taster or wine, what do you call it? The
wine taster,
server.
Yeah. Yep.
And he is the one that's actually sent to repair the land, the wall around Israel. I mean, he wasn't a soldier. He was a kind of a builder. The other, of course, is my image of Christ coming into Jerusalem on a donkey, not on a stallion.
And both of them, their approach, there's nothing weak about them as men. They're very strong. Even Nehemiah has a brick in one hand and a sword in the other. But there's a humbleness, recognizing that they can only do what God releases through them. And so there's a recognition of their connection and their dependence upon God.